Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives and Friends. Tonight, the Diva Spy Network and I will be discussing the last 2 weeks of the show. Feel free to call in to give us your opinion at 913-338-1239. You can Skype us, or you can join us live in our chat room. Check us out daily at our blog at divaofdaysofourlives.blogspot.com. You can also follow us on Facebook at Diva Days, or check us out on Twitter as Diva of Dool, D-O-O-L. Just a reminder, this Tuesday we'll be interviewing Laura Cinema, the mother of the twins, Haley and Lauren, who portrayed Sydney DeMira on Days of Our Lives for a year and a half. And I'm still upset they were let go.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions for Laura and want to know how the twins are doing, and they also have a big sister who's also in acting, and you're curious, yeah, they do. And if you're curious of what it's like to be a stage mom and how children are treated on the set of soap operas. It should be a really interesting interview.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be interesting to get an inside, perspective on all that. So that's cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, so with days, it wasn't that fascinating the last 2 weeks, to tell you the truth.
I was enjoying it for a while. Maybe a month ago or so, but no.
The only storyline that kind of moved from what I noticed this week was that Melanie found out that Chloe slept with someone and cheated on Daniel, and she gave her a big old slap across the face on Wednesday, which was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I liked that.
Yeah, I liked their scenes together, actually. They were pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, some people were saying they were over the top and everything, but I don't know. I think if I were Melanie, I'd be pretty ticked off about it. And I think there was the right amount of anger and, so I don't know. I enjoyed it. So.
Yeah, I did too. I thought Marlon Burnett did a good job. Sometimes she can be over the top, and she did scream a lot, but I can understand how she reacted.
She finally gets the dad that she loves, and she knows that he's totally in love with Chloe, supposedly, so it's like, she knows what kind of heartbreak he's headed for, and not that I feel sorry for Daniel, but, so I thought it was justified. I thought it was appropriate.
And Chloe,
frankly, I would have been upset if they hadn't done something. I mean, if they hadn't done something to like that, I would have been like, well, that was exciting. So.
And I was thinking, I was actually very happy for the Lucas fans this week. This is after Chloe made Lucas look like a total dumbass.
Yes.
Their entire engagement and marriage, and to see that now Daniel's the dumbass.
Yes.
Yes.
I love that.
Chloe's keeps denying it. She had she couldn't come clean right away with Melanie. She still tried to fly her way out of it.
So I think it's great that Daniel's now in Lucas's shoes because, they just did such a bad job on Lucas. They treated him so poorly the last year he was on the show and his character was on the show. And Daniel was so unrepentant, maybe that's the wrong word, but, it seemed like he was making Lucas out to be the bad guy for being upset that his fiancée screwed around with him. He was like Dr. Dan, miracle worker, I cannot be touched, I am perfect, and get over it, Lucas, kind of thing. And so I really am glad that they brought that up. I'm glad they mentioned Lucas's name. And I'm glad that's sort of coming full circle, that karma thing. So I love it.
Yeah, and it's kind of pointed out to me. Well, Daniel's kind of acted the way John Black used to act. He slept with, every single married woman on the show. And he was
okay.
I'm not kind It was unrepentant the whole time, but then he tells Belle that she has to honor her marriage vows.
Yeah.
Remember, I think she was with Sean and she was sleeping with Philip. Was that that storyline? And he told her that she needs to honor her marriage vows. I was like, yeah. You didn't say that to any of the women you were sleeping with. You didn't say that to Kristen and, I guess, well, Marlene was married to Roman at the time. I mean, you know, he always told them to go for it. So I that was kind of funny with Daniel, kind of like the new John Black in a way.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I never thought of that comparison.
Yeah, well, I thought they were trying to make Rafe the new John Black.
Oh.
Now that Rafe is more like the 1980s Roman.
Yeah, only.
Yeah, yeah. I guess, plus to replay the whole.
Only not nearly
Roman
as
and Marlena. Yeah.
Yeah. Without emoting at all, really.
I thought it was a kind of a nice little twist, though, that I mean, not that I agree with it, what Chloe's doing, but I thought it was kind of a nice little twist that she basically turned things around on Melanie and was like, who do you think Daniel's going to choose? I thought that was kind of interesting. I was pleasantly surprised that Chloe wasn't, sometimes she's so whiny and wimpy and they make her out to be so weak and, oh, woe is me, I don't know, I can't stop, you know, screwing this guy, but I know I shouldn't, you know, Father Matt, please forgive me, tell me I'm a good person. You know, I guess I'm tired of that, but I liked the way, even though I don't agree with her, with the character doing it, I thought it was kind of a good twist that she turned things around on Melanie and was like, okay, you know, who do you think he's going to choose between the two of us if it comes down to it? You know, I'm not sure exactly how she put it, but it was kind of an interesting little twist.
Until maybe he finds out it was Philip.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it depends on, you know.
Yeah.
That might be different. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's still a whole layer of complication there that's going to come out.
Oh, and then Chloe did tell her, it ended on Friday with her saying that Carly knew about it, to help her with the DNA.
Yeah.
And the look on Melanie's face, but knowing that Carly knew about it.
Yeah. I have to admit I'm more interested than I thought it would be, because really I don't like, you know, I don't like Daniel at all, and nor do I really like Carly. So given the fact that they're two of them, you know, big players in the storyline, I thought, I'm kind of more interested in it than I thought I would be, although, you know, I don't know if that's saying much, but, yeah. But, I mean, there's still, they've at least, I mean, this could be the baby switch that goes on for 3 years again, but they're definitely layering it, kind of like they did the baby switch, where it's like just when you think there's going to be a big reveal, okay, there's a reveal, but then there's all these other things that come with it that haven't been revealed. So
Yeah, because right now we think it's not Daniel's.
Right.
Right? Okay,
right.
So
no,
it might be really ends up being Daniel's. I don't know. But it seems like they're trying to break them up.
Yeah, let's hope.
Maybe trying to get, Now, did I hear that Lawrence is supposed to be alive? Did you hear that?
Can I interrupt for one sec? Madeline's on the line. I'm going to pull her on.
Okay, sure.
Madeline?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Madeline. Hey, you made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here.
So you left the beach. You left the beach for us, right?
Well, no, that got put off for a day. We're going tomorrow. No,
okay.
The Ironman is happening today.
Mm-hmm.
So
he
wanted to go down and be part of that craziness. No idea why. Wanted to be as far away as possible. But so we'll go into more. That'll be fun.
Okay.
So, actually, I'm hearing more about the show from you guys, and I didn't really.
Yeah,
it hasn't been very exciting the last couple weeks.
Enough that could have been tuned out on this last couple weeks. I know
I didn't see
some full episodes. I saw part of episodes, but there were only a couple that I probably saw all the way through.
It seemed like so much better 2 weeks ago when we talked.
Well, when Stefano and Kate were on every day there for a while, that was a treat. For me, anyway.
They've been on it all.
But they were on Friday, this Friday, but only for, I don't think they were on together. I don't remember seeing them together.
No, Stefano's with EJ.
Yeah,
and he still hasn't found out Chad is his kid. Right.
Right. But they're getting closer to that. I think they're getting closer finally.
Yeah, they're setting it up.
What did you guys
think? Holy cow, are they dragging that out, though?
Well,
they've been dragging that sucker out for months.
I wonder if they're dragging it out because maybe they're thinking it may not work, so they won't do it.
I don't know, but I think it's kind of funny that Chad came back over and, you know, he thinks that Kate's hitting on him and that's why she's doing it. And I love how she's like, get over yourself.
I'm not interested in you. I'm just doing this for Stefano. He just can't figure out why she's doing it for Stefano.
I love him. Kate, get over yourself, Chad. Oh, that's good. So now he's trying to figure out, well, why would she do this for Stefano? Stefano hates me.
Right.
So, you know, he's got to be wondering. So, I don't know. We'll see, I guess. But so that was sort of a highlight for me, besides the punch. But for this week, I don't know. The Vivian and the sarcophagus is already wearing thin for me.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of
like
the idea.
They need to get her out of there now.
Well, I kind of like the idea.
Gosh,
maybe
you'll
come
to her
rescue. Fun twist on it that she made her own bed and now she's literally going to lie in it. But
yeah, well, she doesn't have to lie in it for the next 3 months, though.
I heard that she's going to be in there till November now.
They're talking about this still going on next month, for heaven's sake.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Oh, somebody asked on the show how long was she in there, but they didn't really say. I forget who it was.
I think someone tweeted they were
in there.
Like in November. It's supposed to go through a November sweeps.
Really?
Someone said that. I think it was Eric Morkoff said it was,
Oh, dear.
They were still filming her in the casket, yeah.
That's not good. I mean, it was kind of a fun little twist there, but I'm kind of over it at this point.
Oh, I did like the stuff with her and Gus, that episode you were talking about, how her lying in her bed. You know, she made her bed, now she has to lie in it. That was pretty funny scene, though, with her and Gus.
Yeah.
He's drinking, and he thinks he's hearing her voice, and I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah. Till we figured out where it was coming from.
What about his Vivian shrine? I was kind of surprised by that.
I thought we need Yvonne back. Because Yvonne would have gotten
Yvonne was better.
Oh, yeah. He was funny.
Yeah.
Did I see somewhere that Brady can still have sex and she can hear all of it or something?
What's that?
No.
That hasn't happened yet.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Well, they were kissing and going at it and she was hurt, but then they left.
And she couldn't hear it.
There was a picture on previews that was funny. It had a picture of Vivian in the coffin and a picture, like, on the screen where she, you know, how she can watch all this going on. There's a picture of the hourglass of Days of Our Lives. She's like, oh, please, help me now. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, you really want to torture her.
I'm liking the whole Brady and Nicole dynamic, though, too, now, and he's using her. They're both using each other, actually,
because I like them.
He's not being
like
a doormat anymore.
I like them together, and I like it that he's not being the lapdog so much.
Right.
Because I always kind of wanted them together in the end. Well, not that there ever is an end, but, you know, Endgame doesn't really work anymore. But I've always wanted them to kind of get together, like for real, you know, like for a while. But the way they were writing him, especially when he first came, he was such the lapdog. He was so weak and he was so gullible and everything. It kind of made me sick. So I'm glad that he's got a harder edge to him right now and actually kind of freaking out Nicole a little bit. Actually, like, whoa, you like really don't care if she dies? You know, I think it's kind of shocking her. You know, like, oh, but. I don't know, so I'm not sure where all that's going, but I like having them together.
Yeah, I have to say that it's disappointing, though, that Carly is not involved in this storyline. She should find out somehow, you know what I mean? It should come full circle.
Let her torture her.
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah. Well, maybe it will. You never know. They're dragging this out. Well, we got another 2 months, so it's like probably everyone in Salem will know.
Yeah, she might get involved. Maybe she'll be the one to get Vivian off. Who knows?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, with Melanie for a kid, you know, she's just so busy.
Yeah.
Can't have her doing anything fun. With Melanie for a kid.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you think of, you know, a few weeks ago I was going to say something like, it's a girl, because Carly looks like a girl now. I mean, it's been like maybe a month now where she actually looks like a woman, in my opinion. And so
yeah,
I was
they
trying
did
to figure out,
hair.
Are, they,
I like
are, they,
to do
are they sexing her up some and making her a little more feminine because they're going to put her with Daniel, be the shoulder to lean on kind of thing when his world falls apart?
Yeah,
or why do you think
Daniel
they're doing
Carly?
That? Because I mean, the whole time she was with Beau, she looked like, you know, well, I'm not even going to say, but she just looked
yeah, she didn't
rough.
Look good, no.
No,
well, it might have been on purpose.
Well, her hairstyle, her wardrobe, and so I'm thinking they're making a conscious change. I mean, they're making a very obvious change in the last month. I mean, she, you know, her hair looks really pretty and everything, and I just wonder, you know, are they making her more that way as a sort of a change in direction for her character, or, you know, I don't know.
Maybe.
So, I mean,
because that whole time that she was with Beau, they had Kristen Alfonso just look, you know, killer every day.
Yeah.
And
well, I think the thing was with
And the whole thing with having EJ with his hair so long and slipped back so that he looked like a total sleazebag.
Yeah.
Makes me think, yeah, they could be doing that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's kind of part of the shift in character. They're doing the hair and makeup differently in the wardrobe. And...
You know, somebody needs to write Tomlin a little memo, though. You cannot use the hair and makeup people to make up for what the writers don't put in.
I'm just saying.
That's true.
But I think with Crystal Chappelle, when she admitted when she went from Guiding Light to Days that she had some work done. So I think with her breasts, she had to cover it up more, you know what I mean? She had her breasts redone. So, and they have to settle down.
It's true.
She got a breast lift and she got smaller implants. And when they give you a breast lift, they're way too high and then they settle down.
Oh.
So that's why she was wearing like turtlenecks all the time.
Oh, okay.
Her breasts were too high. I mean, you could tell if you watch it that her breasts were too high.
They didn't do her any favors with her hair and her makeup.
Well, that's the thing. Maybe Crystal wised up and she got someone else on the side to do her hair and makeup and stop, you know, relying on the day. That's what I think happened.
Yeah,
she just took control of her looks a little bit more.
Maybe so.
Well, probably from Guiding Light, you would have thought she'd do it.
Yeah, Guiding Light. Guiding Light, they did their own hair and makeup.
I think maybe what they were doing is they didn't want to make her too super appealing with Beau because she was enough appealing for the people who actually liked that character with him that they could go with it, but she wasn't a knockout, so there wasn't like a real competition between, you know, Hope and, you know, I don't know, I could be wrong. But now that it might be more plausible for Daniel to be sort of drawn to her. She's a little more feminine because Chloe's so feminine.
Drawn to anyone.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you think maybe Crystal's trying to compete with Nadia
a
bit?
He doesn't really care. I mean, girls look like they're 12. He's attracted to girls who look like they're 12, so or people in hospital gowns of either sex. So, yeah, who knows?
And a lot younger than him, too.
Yeah. So
yes.
Yeah.
So,
remember Chelsea?
Yeah. So the whole pain of love.
Well, he had Kate, though, too.
Kate, you know, he had
older
the pain of love thing going there for a while, you know. With So, I don't know.
I'm going with this. She hired somebody because of her fashion
sense.
That's true.
Right. What she was wearing at the Emmys has anything to do with her fashion sense. She definitely needs somebody.
Yeah, that was bad.
That was a really bad
bridesmaid's dress.
She took out like a lace curtain from the 70s and made it into a dress.
Oh, anyway.
So is EJ still in the hospital?
Yeah.
He has all those wires and that off his head now, though.
Oh,
that's gone.
It's
just
a Band-Aid on now.
Oh, well, that's good. Just a little Band-Aid where he got shot.
He's back. EJ's back.
This is so stupid. I don't even want to talk about that stupid storyline. I hate it so much. So damn stupid.
Never going to end.
They should all just get in a circle together and just shoot each other. All three of them.
Yeah.
No,
that
just
would
Rafe,
be like,
please. Somebody shoot Rafe.
Oh, my God.
Well, they're talking about, I hear they're talking about bringing in a love interest for Rafe. A new one.
Yeah, there's a new girl called Anne.
For
Rafe
or for EJ?
No, for
Rafe. Well, it's a new character in their age range. A girl.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
It could be for either
apparently somebody with connected to the show said that they were for Rafe. I read that too.
I think that would be nice.
That
somebody that's already on the show for Rafe or something will be connected to Rafe.
Huh. Maybe it's that wife that's not dead.
Yeah,
no, they're already on the show, meaning they're already, this, it's a character already there, already here.
Huh?
Oh.
What I heard was they were casting two characters, actually. I hear they're casting a male at the same age level, but I don't know why. Mm-hmm. And then a female, and the female was supposed to be for Rafe.
Hmm. Well, that would be fine with me, especially if she's off screen a lot.
You take her away somewhere.
Yeah, they go on a long extended vacation.
I mean, this is the most I've ever wanted, ever since 2005. This is really the first time I've wanted them to make this all a dream again.
I heard this could be a Sammy dream.
Oh,
that's still floating around out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Sammy's dream.
It's awful.
Madeline, when you were mentioning there's a guy that may be being cast, I just read that Thad Luckinbill or whatever from Y&R, there's a rumor that he might be Eric coming back.
There's a push for Eric to come back.
Oh, the guy that got
the guy from Y&R. I guess Amelia, what's her name? Henley? I don't know how to pronounce her last name, but her husband in her life.
That blonde guy.
Yeah.
I don't like blonde guys.
I thought he was pretty boring on Y&R. Not that I really watch Y&R, but I catch a little bit here and there. Yeah.
This is the first time Y&R hasn't been boring for me ever since they brought Victor's son on. He's spicing things up a little. But otherwise, it's pretty boring. And that's saying a lot when you have Stephen Nichols on the
show. Yeah. I thought it was kind of funny.
And
I
couldn't care less about it.
I just read that one of the new characters on Y&R is Hogan. And I thought, is Hogan Shepherd still writing for them?
Yeah, he is. I don't think he's the big cheese, though, on that show.
Oh.
By Marina. Maria.
Are you kidding? On a Bell show? No, the Bells are the only one.
No, yeah.
Oh, well, those shows, who knows? But we may have new Eric coming back. I don't know.
Well, he would he'd look like an Eric, at least.
Yeah,
but.
I mean, that would be good casting in terms of the physical.
Better than the other person I was thinking you were talking about, the guy who played Chance. Oh, God, he was awful.
Oh, I don't know who that
is. It was even worse than this one. But
well, I mean, the good news is maybe Nicole will get another love interest with Eric coming back, but the bad news is then you have another character propping Sammy.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, that's going to be more screen time for Sammy. She's going to tell her
all
her main
problem. Unless they actually, wake up and look at the ratings and send Sammy's brother back to her so he can give her hell for what the hell she's doing for, the stupid decisions she's making.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
I don't know. I'm enjoying Victor and Maggie and Kate and Stefano and those guys. I mean, I hope they don't...
Oh, yeah, Victor and Maggie.
I
enjoy
them more.
They're just working.
On once in a while.
Well, I mean, for September, Stefano and Kate were on quite a bit, and so were Victor and Maggie. And
DJ was shot.
Yeah.
Now that he's better, we don't need Daddy hovering over him anymore.
Tired of that already.
He's spending more time with EJ than Kate right now.
Yeah, I'm not liking that. What do you think of Lexi's comment about, we're the women folk? That's so true in a way, because the Demira men have a tendency not to...
Not to listen to them. Although Stefano's been listening to Kate lately.
Yeah, he has. I mean, I like
her.
Yeah,
more so than he ever...
He used to dismiss her and be kind of a jerk, But, yeah, their relationship has grown. I like the way they have developed, in their relationship.
Yeah. They do have her listening phone, but as soon as he finds out she lied about Chad, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, there's going to definitely
if it had turned out that
or
we
she
find,
when he finds out she called Sammy.
November's weeks is going to be quite interesting, I have a feeling.
If he hadn't come up with proof that Will was innocent, I don't think things would be going this well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
she
wouldn't have
Ray still
either.
Thinks it's Will.
Yeah.
You know, she still hasn't told him.
No, she's about to. But
I think
no.
I know she'll eventually. I know she's about to. But it's kind of funny, too, when you watch poor Will. He's like, well, wait a minute. Everyone's going to think it's me. And Sammy's kind of looking at him like, well.
Whatever.
Well,
who cares?
No problem with that.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah,
I'm not
going
to save your I'm trying to save my own
life. She almost expects her son to step up and take a bullet for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, yeah, but should Will be surprised at this point?
No.
Well,
a person in this little threesome that ought to be worried is Rafe.
You think he's a little bit concerned about being with a woman who just shot her ex.
What the hell? He really doesn't know what he's gotten himself into.
Yeah, that's just weird. Do you think if he's like sleeping with one eye open now, or checking the house for weapons? That's what I would do. No, I mean, that's the thing though. He's so arrogant. He thinks he can't be the one being shot next.
Ugh.
You know,
his smugness,
or dumped on, or you know, lied to about paternity of a child, or anything else she does.
Yeah,
girl is such a mess. I mean. The idea that somebody who supposedly is honorable as Rafe would be interested in her at all is just such a laugh.
Right.
I could see EJ being interested. She's a mess.
Yeah.
But Rafe? Oh.
Yeah, Rafe does need to see a shrink. Go ahead.
Did anybody watch the 45th anniversary? We didn't talk about that last, did we?
Oh, yeah, we didn't, no. That's just
happened
something
then,
to talk.
Right?
Yeah, it's happened since then, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it. Did anybody else?
Oh, I still have. I've seen caps of it and stuff, but.
Yeah, it was good to see all them come together and talk, but it could have been done much better, I think, the way they did it.
Well, Brian was just riot.
He was a riot, and so was the Hayeses.
They
were great. But the interviewer was horrible. The guy they got from Detroit, he was so bad. Any fan could have done a better job. Any one of us could have done a better job.
Oh, hell yeah.
He didn't know the history. He didn't know the characters. He didn't know who was related to who. He was bad. Yeah, he
was
bad.
You would think they could have found just anyone else would have been better than something like that.
Anyone. Yeah.
And
if you're
going to
do it, at least
do
your homework. You know.
I would have rather had Ken emceeing it, and that's pretty bad.
Oh, he was bad enough. Just
yeah.
He should have Brian emcee it. Brian would have been a riot. Just had him host the show.
Oh, Brian, yeah. Oh, the bitterness. Yeah. Did you hear the bitterness? You could hear the bitterness in his voice.
He's been bitter since he got fired.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't care. And he says it right to Ken. He says it right to all of them. They just laugh. Yeah.
I like somebody was asking... the guy who plays Philip, why he was so quiet. Brian said something, well, he's still got a job.
Brian said, yeah, well, he still has a job, yeah. That's why he's quiet.
That's
uh-huh.
hilarious.
Oh, they were asking Jay about that, why he's so quiet?
Mm-hmm.
Why he was, I think the MC did.
And Lucas said this because he still has a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not going to make waves. He still has a job. He's going to be quiet.
Yeah, I don't think
he barely said
anything.
But he almost walked out, didn't he? Remember? He left, and then he came back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was right before. That was like at the beginning of 2009, wasn't
right.
it?
Right. Yeah, we thought he was gone, and then he decided to come back.
Oh, yeah, and they had Kyle Brandt replace him from the real world.
Oh,
yeah.
I couldn't stand him. Mm-hmm. I only saw him on clips, watching, you know, back clips of Roman and Kate and all that, and I couldn't stand him in that role.
Kyle Brandt, oh, God, he was horrible. He was a horrible Philip.
He was horrible, Philip, but to be fair, he was stuck with Riley.
Yeah.
Right. And, mm-hmm. and that horrible
story. I just didn't like him as an actor either.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, he didn't get the character of Philip. Philip was supposed to be kind of a spoiled brat and suave, and they just completely changed the character of Philip to being this kind of boorish marine, and it just didn't go over well. He's just a totally different person.
Well, they started changing him, though, before, before what's-his-name left, because they had Chloe. They had him losing Chloe and pulling all sorts of crap to try and get her back, and blackmailing her and lying to her and trying to, you know, take her places she didn't want to go, you know. It was just back to '02, '03 or whatever.
Yeah, that drives me absolutely batshit crazy when a character gets completely written out of character and gets ruined because the writers decide to split the couple up and put the one person
out. Well, the funny part is they wanted to put him with Brady, who at the time had been a total brat. And then they turned him around to be a good guy, and threw Philip under the bus for him. It was terrible.
Why didn't they have a completely equal triangle? They could have kept Philip the way he was and Brady the way he was. Let them duke it out. There's no, you know,
they
haven't
written a completely equal triangle on this show since Roman, John, and Marina.
Yeah, I think that was the last one. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and they only wrote that because Jerry Anderson was part of it. I'll bet you anything. Because they haven't written one since.
Hey, speaking of Jerry Anderson, have you seen on her Facebook, she's posting some, I guess her mother kept a scrapbook of her of stuff from days back in the day, and she's posting stuff from it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. some pictures of
mom. I wish her mother had made videotapes.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Yeah, she had a picture of, like, Sherry Anderson,
like
Maggie DePriest.
That we don't have, and I'd give anything to see
again. Yeah. I know. But that's cool.
Yeah. So
that was
kind of neat.
Does anybody get to buy
our
book?
Oh,
yeah. I'd love to read the
book. Isn't it available yet? November. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have it on the blog. I advertise the book a lot. I can't remember which. Well, books always come out on Tuesday, so it's one of the first Tuesdays in November.
Mm-hmm.
But you can pre-order it now on Amazon.
Cool.
Yeah, it's paperback. It's only
$11.
It's very cheap. It must be after the election, so it must be, what, the 9th or the 10th, something like that. I think it's the 9th, yeah.
Okay, right after Day of Days. Okay, they're probably their anniversary and everything.
Probably right, yeah. Day of Days.
Oh, I hope she goes to that event. That'd be neat.
Yeah. I'm going, so I can be the special correspondent from Day of Days.
Yay!
Yay, there you go.
Oh, and the Bay is holding a fan event, too, that weekend.
Who is?
The Bay.
Oh, is that?
The Bay. I think it's the Friday, the night before, that they're holding an event, too.
Yeah.
That just came out.
Have you been watching The Bay? Yeah, I've been.
Yeah.
Well, I'd watched the first episode after we had our last show, and then I watched the other three today.
Uh-huh.
I'm not really the direction I thought this was going to go in.
Yeah, I'm still trying
to admit.
I like the fourth one. I like the ending with that creepy dude.
He was creepy, wasn't he?
When he whipped open the trench coat, I kept thinking, please, God, let him have clothes on. I was not interested in anything he was packing. And thank God it was a bomb and wasn't anything else. So like it seemed really, really gay to me, too. So I have a feeling Brian's on the down low. I think he's cheating with a guy. That's just my opinion. That's my guess.
Yeah.
Because didn't you think that the dude with the bomb was kind of gay? And kind of licked at him and everything?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, he was.
So.
Well, they even had one of the other characters mention that, you know, he was wearing makeup.
Yeah.
He's wearing makeup.
So I think
he's
not supposed to be normal.
Crazy. Yeah, I think Brian's secret, though, is he's gay. That's just my guess. And I have to say, I really want to smack the character of Vivian on The Bay. Because, so Peter dumps her in school by telling everyone that she's not good enough in bed for him. And she actually buys that and decides that she just needs to get more sex. And I'm like, what? Number one, a teenage boy would never complain about the quality of sex. They're just happy they're getting any. So, I mean, that's a bunch of crap. And number two, teenage boys are the ones that need to practice, not the teenage girls. The teenage boys don't know what the hell they're doing.
Oh, is this Peter supposed to be a teenager? He looks older than that to me.
Yeah, I think they're high school. I think they're high school.
Really?
Yeah, he looks like a high school.
Now, she does. Vivian, the girl, does.
Yeah.
She looks very young. Yeah. And that boy, the guy that she's with, Will, or something
Will.
Like his name, I think.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
Will.
Yeah, he looks young, but not Peter looks older.
I don't know.
And there's all different, from what I understand, characters, right? It's all different fathers for all three kids.
Yeah,
she
all
has.
Three have different fathers.
The first one,
the father is the rapist.
Right.
Second one, the father was the actual husband. And the third one was
Tristan Rogers.
Father was the guy who kidnapped her and held her on an island.
Kidnapped her, okay, right.
I mean,
yeah.
I should have
all that backstory.
David, that this was the direction it was going, but I don't know. The way they did the whole characterization of everything to begin with before they started the episode, I just kind of got the feeling that we were going to get a little more character-driven stuff instead of this. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, the last episode wasn't quite what I expected.
I really liked the last episode. I thought that was pretty cool. I think the episode, without a doubt, need to be longer. Because, I mean, waiting a week.
What are they,
15
minutes?
They're 5 minutes.
No, they're not
they're
even.
Five
yeah,
minutes.
They're not.
10 minutes?
Oh, okay, five. 5 minutes, yeah.
They get about.
I know
yeah.
soaps used to be, what, 15 minutes when they first started? I remember
the,
half hour, 15 minutes.
I like the scene with John Callahan and whoever the oldest son
Brian.
Is.
Yeah.
Brian.
Brian
and
is the oldest son.
John Callahan, who's playing his, future brother-in-law. Man, those two together. Great.
I love him.
Yeah.
Kissing in the bathroom.
He's good.
I'm hoping Dr.
Yeah,
he needs to get
out of jail
expensive.
In Salem, you know.
Yeah.
They need to let Dr. Baker out.
I'm bummed because John Callahan is I'm getting Lane Davies, but I'm losing John Callahan. That's a bummer. I want him to replace him.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Hopefully he'll come back to Days now.
Yeah.
Well,
Lane Davies
maybe
on Days too. Yeah. Lane Davies is on Days 80.
I'm disappointed that.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy, what's his name? Playing Lex. I mean, he's got about five words through the first five episodes, and he doesn't he doesn't make me worried at all that he's actually got any power to do anything. It's just not coming across as what is he supposed to be? The police commander, right?
Or commissioner?
Right.
I heard him called
commissioner.
Or
whatever.
Something.
Does he come across as having somebody with power?
No.
You?
Yeah, he seems too Roman Brady-ish right now.
Yeah,
Josh Taylor Roman Brady-ish. Yeah,
he is very much, and I'm gonna have to call you guys back. Okay,
that's fine, hon.
Okay.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was disappointed. John Callahan's gone. I liked his character the best from episode one on. But I think it's all I have to complain. That frickin' theme song is so bad. It's
on the
so,
bay. It is.
Yeah.
Do
love, 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 love. I love your love. I love your love. Whatever. Shut up.
Where's the love? I haven't seen any love yet.
I haven't seen any love at all. No one loves anybody
any love
on that
all.
Show.
No.
But I love the piano music they had for the Confessions of the Garretts. That was fantastic. Because it was kind of eerie,
that was
good. Kind of serious.
That was good.
Yeah, that was really good. And I saw people complain about the sound. The sound is still bad, especially in that bathroom and that Henry's had. It's very tinny, know. It just doesn't sound right.
There's definitely a difference between the web series and the soaps on TV.
Like sometimes you just can't make out what anybody's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, too, Anna was bringing up about Carly and the way she dressed, and she's sexing up now. I mean, you have Sandra Ferguson playing, obviously, the mistress of John Callahan, and she's got her red dress on and her boobs out. I mean,
yeah.
All she needs is a scarlet letter on her chest. I mean, you know, I mean, she's you know,
and there's
you know she's a mistress.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's
I did think it was a neat twist, though, that John Callahan's the father of Vivian. Because I didn't, because he said something to Sandra Ferguson's character, like, oh, don't do this in front of my daughter. I'm like, who the hell is his daughter? I couldn't figure it out.
Oh, okay. I couldn't figure it out either. Is that?
Yeah, Vivian.
So Vivian's his daughter. Okay. I thought,
and,
did he mean her? But I'm thinking, I didn't hear that. Okay.
Yeah, that's,
well.
Yeah. And, so
and his wife died,
happy.
Though. So we never saw his wife, right? Because his wife supposedly recently just died.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
I have to say, I'm not impressed with the character of Zoe, not that she's done much. She's the fiance of Brian. You mean, like,
right.
I just kind of don't care that, you know, her life's probably going to crash in. I, you know, maybe they should have focused on her a little bit more. I just kind of just don't care.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not really feeling anything between Zoe and Brian.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought Martha Madison's been really cute, though. She's had some great snarky lines, and she's rolling her eyes all the time. And
yeah,
I think she's done
yeah.
a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm.
So, but still, I mean,
yeah.
I mean
it's,
yeah, they
it's
gotta
too short.
It's just too short.
Yeah, I'm going to make them longer.
I mean, I understand how they're doing it. They want the cliffhanger at the end of every scene, and I think that's smart. I saw even Christopher Chappelle was going to start doing that with her show, but she said she filmed hers like a movie. So there wasn't like a natural end to some of her stuff, and there was no cliffhangers. And
I never watched any of her.
That.
You mean Venice. I never
Venice,
watched any
yeah.
of that.
I haven't watched any of that either.
Huh.
Yeah.
It just started with the Bay.
Yeah. So they're on season two of Venice. Oh, I think Madeline's back already.
Madeline? Yes, I'm back. I'm
okay,
getting an update from the Iron Man. she's having way too much fun, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Oh, and
well,
in the chat room. Go ahead,
I did watch the first episode of Venice, and it was.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the quality, the sound quality was better than the Bay.
Mm-hmm.
The sound quality on the Bay for the last one, they're like inside, and that's Martha Madison's restaurant, I'm pretty sure.
I was wondering when you said Henry's Hat, I was like, wait a minute, that was where that event was that we went to.
Yeah.
Last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they filmed so far
all
of that stuff.
Huh.
But the sound quality when they're inside is really weird.
Yeah, it's just so
tinny.
It sounds like they're talking into tin cups, tin cans, yeah.
Yeah. So. I'm a little surprised at that.
Maybe the acoustics of the restaurant. Huh.
Yeah.
That's cool, though. Yeah, I didn't realize they were featuring her restaurant there. When she was hosting that event on June 5th, we were hanging out afterwards and everything, and she was saying that she had to leave in a half hour to go tape, you know, the Bay. So I was like, oh, wow. So she's done this all morning. You know, she had this huge event. And then she was getting ready to go and tape, you know, for the show. So I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. She's a really nice girl. I was really impressed. I was not a fan of Belle. And we kind of talked about that, you know. I told her, I said, I thought you were much hotter with Phillip than with what's his name? I can't remember. Sean. And she's like, yeah, I would have liked to have seen more of that, too. And I'm like, yeah, too bad. They didn't give him a little more of a shot there for a while. But she was very sweet and I was very impressed. Not that it surprised me, just that I just didn't really know much about her. And I was just really, really impressed with how she handled the whole event and just seemed very genuine and down to earth and appreciative of people being there. So anyway, it was a nice deal. So anyway, B's reminding me it was Samantha's Friends was the event. I couldn't think of the name of the event there for a second.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, thanks, B. So I think, what about the, let's see, back to the show. What else is going on? I'm trying to think.
Anne wanted to know what was up with Hope. She's still in prison. And
Yeah.
There hasn't been much about her this last couple weeks. Not too much, I didn't think.
Yeah. They're probably turning that up a notch now, right? I mean, it seems like now
they've
got, she's got Lee in there with her, Robin Madsen's character.
Yeah, she came on, Robin Madsen's character, yeah.
So I haven't seen any of those scenes yet, but maybe that'll start heating up again. And I saw where they're either going to take Sierra to see Hope or something, or Bo's going to visit Hope to talk about Sierra or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Coming up.
And then there was Kayla.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
she's back.
Getting
all
bitchy with Philip. And then Stephanie still being pathetic as usual, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's funny because I don't know. I like Kayla being back. It's been nice to see Mary Beth. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they don't have Patch and Kayla or Steve and Kayla, but I think it's been kind of nice to see her back in Salem. And I guess she just reminds me of the good old days, you know, literally. And I don't know. So it's nice seeing her back for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And poor Stephanie. Oh, my gosh, that girl's a head case. I'm like, please get this girl some help quick.
I think Shelley Henning's doing a good job, though. I mean, she, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's really trying to rationalize her behavior.
Yeah. I have to admit, mm-hmm. she's had some pretty decent scenes with playing this. I would think it would be kind of hard to find the motivation of the character to do some of the things she's doing. But I think I agree with you. I think she's done a pretty good job. I mean, I'm not a fan of the character, but I will say that definitely she's been given some material lately that I think she's stepped up to.
Yeah, I would actually like to see Stephanie just break up with what's his face. You know what I mean? To say, hey, you know what? This guy's not into me.
Yeah.
And Nathan. Yeah.
Well, this will all come to a head soon. Because, well, maybe not soon on the show, but
it's not,
you know.
Yeah, it's days. It's not going to be soon.
Yeah. Next year. 12 months from now.
Nice.
So, and I actually, I'm one of those people that actually likes Melanie and Nathan together, so I thought they were fun and kind of cute. So I'm looking forward to that whole thing coming unraveled and
I got used to Melanie and Phila.
I never thought I'd say this. I think I kind of like them together. I mean, but I just still see her as so much younger than he is. I mean, I just, not that there's anything wrong with an age difference and everything,
but he's
just very young in a lot of ways, and I see him as a more serious businessman and everything. But, I mean, you know, they have some cute scenes, I will admit, but I guess I'm just more a flowy fan at heart, so that's who I'd really ultimately like to see him
with. Well, I see Philip as being more, not just more of a business person, but, I mean, he grew up a curiosity. He's got more sophistication, and she just doesn't. And neither does Chloe, though.
You know, I can,
Chloe,
that's true, but at least they have
her looks. They've taken everything else away. I mean, the part that used to hold them together.
The intelligence.
She was intelligent and talented and...
Right.
I mean, did we ever hear about that anymore? No.
They only preserve
their
cleavage.
They just
take
Chloe's
down all
the time.
There really isn't anybody on screen other than Nicole at this point that I could see Philip interested in.
Yeah, I don't see that at all. I don't know.
No, I don't see Nicole.
At least Nicole isn't the child, and she's with the sophistication or education of a grade schooler, which is how I kind of look at the other two.
Yeah. I can just see, Philip and Chloe. I can just see Philip and Melanie at home, and, you know, he sits down to, you know, write out a check for something or sign a document, and he's like, dang it, the glitter pen again. Why do I always use the damn glitter pen? And you can just see him. I don't know.
I have the hardest time seeing them having anything in common whatsoever.
Yeah.
If we had real writers, they should focus on the age difference and Millie's too young to be married. But instead, it's just they're happy and they're, you know, having sex in Maggie's house and everything's fine. And
Are they really living in Maggie's house?
I think they moved out.
Yeah, no, they're moved back to the mansion now.
They're in the mansion.
Yeah, Victor was buying up all the houses.
Everybody's going back there, Brady and Nicole.
But they were living in Maggie's house all this time.
Yeah,
well, for quite a while. Yeah.
Their whole marriage. Yeah, they were at Maggie's house, the whole marriage.
Well, because she had the myasthenia gravis thing that came back, supposedly. That was sort of the motivation for them moving back in.
For them to be,
And, you know, they just sort of stayed. I mean, Mickey died and everything, you know, so. But,
You know, I can see her moving in, but I can't. I'm sorry. Philip living in Maggie's house.
Yeah.
Well, they could have Philip saying, you know, where the hell's the servants? You know, someone go get me my coffee.
Yeah.
Here, I mean, why isn't anybody doing my laundry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have done that with Philip. He's been small brat his whole life.
Another, they just sort of acted
he was in the Army. I'll give him that much.
He was a Marine. He was a Marine. So he doesn't know how to press his pants, But
I know who we haven't talked about. What do you think about Adrian and Justin? They're trying to... get them together. They had a little scene.
Oh my God! They did.
Oh yeah, they're talking. They're reminiscing, and you can tell that they're like, you know.
I was a fan of theirs back in the day. I wasn't really that into necessarily into the characters' return. Especially Adrian's. I don't know why, but. After meeting, I met them both at Henry's Hat, actors, you know, and I just love them. I just think they're great. I mean, they're really people. Cookie's really sexy in person.
Really nice.
I don't know why that surprised me, but I guess I just had never really looked at him so much that way, but he's a really neat guy, really nice guy, and interesting, and not difficult to look at, so...
That might be fun.
I mean, I wouldn't want it to like dominate. I wouldn't want it to necessarily be a big storyline. For my preference.
Well, they don't have a big storyline.
I actually like the idea of them getting back together, working their way back to each other. You know, finding their way back. I think that could work.
They're going to get back together like Shane and Kim did. They're just going to hold hands and leave town. It's going to be crappy. There's no way in heck we're going to get a good storyline.
If they just do
it's crap.
That's just going to be a way to get, get Justin, take Justin out.
Yeah, Justin has no use anymore because Hope's in jail.
Yeah.
So, it's time to get rid of him.
Oh, I hope
not. Reunite the two of them and get rid of them. Sadly, that's the MO.
Adrian's only there to tell on Stephanie.
Besides Hope, Justin's not involved with anybody. He's not around Philip. He's not around Brady. He's not around any. He's not around
Victor
anymore.
He was the one questioning. Do you think Vivian really just took off? I mean, at least he was sort of the voice of reason with that.
He knows Brady's up to something.
Well, because
he's challenged Brady on that.
Well, he's not. He's on reoccurring still, though, right?
I think so.
John Anderson.
So he doesn't have episode guarantees, so they weren't using him just because they had to.
Mm-hmm.
What about Missy Reeves coming back? I don't know how that, I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, and Corday said in Super Digest that Matt Ashford definitely is not coming back. Did you hear that?
No.
Yeah, I read that.
Said he's definitely not coming back.
No.
I did ask him to come back for Alice's funeral, and he couldn't. Now, I thought I heard that was bullshit.
I read somewhere that he was in Mamma Mia and he just couldn't come back.
Yeah, because he was.
He did say that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they asked him.
Yeah, he did.
I've never heard that they actually asked him.
Oh.
Person I've heard
say
they asked
him
is Ken.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious what they're going to do with Jennifer then, if she's just going to be like a confidant for Hope. Get a Hope and maybe she's going to be the one that brings Hope and Bo back together. I don't know, but I just wonder without
That's
Jack. Not that she's like worthless without Jack. I mean, I like her. I liked her character. I was a big fan back in the 80s, but I don't know. I really hope they don't bring Frankie back.
That's the problem with bringing Jennifer back, because every time they bring Jennifer back without Jack, they put her with somebody.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, I don't
she's
find
the...
their And
who could she be with in the current cast? I mean, she doesn't work with DJ. She doesn't work with
who?
With Philip.
They said it's going to be Ty Treadway's character. A Jack fan told
me
that.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Well,
yes.
What is he? He's going to be a doctor or something, right?
Yeah.
But we don't have enough doctors.
Oh, he's on.
Show.
He's been on.
Yeah.
He's been on.
Yeah.
He's EJ's
doctor. Yeah. That's why EJ's still alive.
I still think of him as
a new
talk
doctor.
Show host. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not impressed.
Well, hey, maybe if we
have
a
little
bad,
I've got a bridge for you.
I don't know. I wonder
how
that's going to work.
Because the ratings on this show would take a serious dive if they
what?
The ratings on this show.
If they got ratings? Oh,
fired.
Yeah.
I know there's an awful lot of Brian fans out there who disagree, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they'd bring back Bill Horton. If she's going to come back, I wish they'd bring back her daddy and have have him compete for Keith's affection with Stefano. I'd love that. He was a pretty hot new Bill.
He was attractive man.
He was pretty sexy.
Yes, and the only evil Horton. I mean, come on, he's so perfect.
And yet he looks like a choir boy next to Stefano, so it could still set up a kind of a, you know.
I don't know. Stefano hasn't raped anybody.
Oh, okay.
He's done enough.
He's
never raped anybody. But at least not on screen.
Try though.
Now, he just always paid for it. So.
He paid for it.
Yeah.
If he would agree. So I feel like I think that would be a lot of fun, actually. I'm with Kate.
Because they have a lot of history there that could be. I think there would be a lot of history there that could be explored and.
Yeah,
you know, it'd be an opening for
Lucas
to come back too, but of
they're
course,
never going to do that. Ken goes on about how there's parody for the older characters in the show. That's bullshit.
I don't know.
Not getting the same kind.
I mean, you know, we don't have Mia on the show anymore. Thank goodness. So they've gotten rid. I mean, when you think about it, we haven't seen T-Man, who I actually kind of liked, but. For one of the younger kids, but we haven't seen any of the younger set, younger set, in quite a while. Which I haven't missed him. Will's been great. I like him. I like the actor.
I really like him.
I like Chad too. You know, if they give him more, I think he's going to have some meatier scenes coming up, and going to give him a chance to kind of grow.
The new Gabby was on.
I saw the scene where his mother died, and I don't know. I have a hard time believing in he's a Demira.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, it was like Jason Brooks.
He doesn't know that yet,
Jason
though.
Brooks, it worked because Jason was cute. I mean, so cute, you could overlook an awful lot of stuff. But Chad isn't cute like that.
You know, I'm really bummed that Kate and Stefano haven't been involved with Vivian at all. People keep thinking about Vivian and Carly's relationship. Vivian's main target was Kate.
In the beginning,
they mentioned that about Vivian still in.
And Vivian was after Stefano
from Kate.
And there were some scenes there where Vivian, you know, with Vivian, Stefano, and Kate and Victor, like at Christmas time and stuff. And those were pretty good scenes because Stefano stepped up for Kate and kind of, you know, didn't let them run over her and stuff. And I like that. But, they just sort of took Vivian into put her in the bubble with Carly and those guys. I don't know. But I think
part of Victor and Vivian's wedding, but did Kate come and Stefano?
But she showed up. I don't know if she stayed.
Kate
came,
but did Stefano come, too?
No.
No.
That's just such a waste.
Was he there? He might have been.
Yeah, we're about to.
Just the way Victor was at their wedding.
Oh, he was hilarious at the Kate and Stefano wedding.
It just killed me these people could come up with something that hilarious. And yet we're stuck with what we've got now.
They could come up with
that hilarious wedding.
We'll see what's coming up here. I don't know. Maybe they'll. I know. Kate, I heard something about Kate and Victor. come across information, find out where Vivian's hot, you know, where she's being kept or something like that. But I don't know why Kate's involved in that, but who knows? Maybe that that might have been a bad spoiler, too. That may not have been an accurate spoiler, but that's what I heard at one point.
Yeah. Well, we reached the end of our show.
Oh,
I also want to thank Anna, Marianne, and Madeline, and everybody in the chat room. And I wanted to remind everybody that Tuesday at 10 p.m., again, we'll be interviewing Laura Cinema. She is the mother of the former Sydney twins. They were Sydney from birth, I think, from the first time we saw Sydney, and that's Haley and Lauren Cinema. So so that's going to be really interesting. So it's 10 p.m. Tuesday if you want to know what a showbiz mom is like, and having being a mother of child actors, and especially such young actors. And so it should be a really interesting interview, and I really want to hear what she has to say. And she's I talked to her on the phone for a few minutes, and you heard the kids in the background. And she guaranteed, it was cute, but she's like, I'll have somebody watch them for the interview. I'm like, okay. it was like.
Are they going to be on at all? Is she going to have them talk at all?
I don't know. Well, they just they're 2.5, so they're not going to be talking too much. So. So that should be a fun interview.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really neat.
Now, that's a half an hour or an hour?
I actually scheduled it for 45 minutes. We were planning on for half an hour. So that way, if we get a lot of callers, we can. We can take more callers if more people call in talk to Laura.
Great.
If it stretches a little longer, I don't think it'll be that much of a big deal.
Yeah, great.
Okay, well, thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Another great show.
To the chat room.
Yeah,
it
was fun.
Bye.
Yeah.
Till next
see you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.